Continental Tires, AFL Trade Radio.
How do you think they go casting forward, the Saints? Does it change their direction?
I think it does. I think it has to. And I sort of unpacked it earlier in the week about St Kilda. When you sort of feel like you're close, but you potentially need that big game breaker like a De Goey, that probably changes their thinking a little bit now. And we spoke to Jaron Geary earlier in the week as well. They lose Hannabury, they lose Geary, Paddy Ryder retires. Now you miss out on De Goey. I just think when you look at their squad, Sam, I don't see them winning a premiership in the next 2 to 3 years. So I think that influences now your decision around what you do in the trade period and what you target in the draft. So we heard some really positive outlooks on players like Wanganui Malira, Owens, Winhager, young Max Heath, the big ruckman. So they have got some good young talent coming through. I think St Kilda would be wise now after missing De Goey just to potentially reset and say, right, let's look at long-term sustained success rather than trying to pinch a premiership in the next year or two. So that's how I would play it now if I was the Saints.
So the Saints picks 9, 27, 45, 81. If that is their approach, then they need a greater foothold in the draft, don't they? You'd like to see them get some more picks in, however they're able to manufacture that.
Yeah, that's right.
Jeff Walsh as well. So tomorrow is my understanding that he will be appointed as the head of football at the Saints, or the new head of football, whatever it's going to be. I did speak to Jeff a few days ago. He confirmed St Kilda had approached, but that at that time he was unsure. He wanted to get back into football full time. I touched base with the Saints before we came on air. They said at this stage there is nothing to report, but my understanding is they've reached an agreement. He's accepted, and that will be announced in the coming days, if not tomorrow. So one to keep an eye on.
He's a good get. Well, he's got so much experience, yeah, and he's pretty hard. He's pretty firm. Work with him at Collingwood, and yeah, he's not afraid to say what's on his mind. He's a brilliant operator and a great fit for Saints.